Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and continuing to make our way through St. Peter's first letter. He's been stuck on a verse the last couple of days. I want to continue to discuss what's here in the first chapter of Peter's first letter. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week or even last week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them. All last week, I spent on this first chapter as well, really talking about hope. And I felt led to just talk about this whole section, one, because the church has been, you know, leading us through in the first reading at Mass last week and part of this week, the letter of Peter here. But I think hope is something that we need to lay hold of. We need to understand what Christian hope really is and the gift that it is for us and live in it. There's just so much hopelessness and despair and discouragement and fear in the culture. You know, it's funny. Usually how everybody seems to experience it, or most people seem to experience it at one level or another, just worried about the world, worried about our politics, and usually blame politicians for it, whether Republicans blame the Democrats, Democrats blame the Republicans, you know, different countries blame each other. And yeah, there's conflicts and wars, and there's human beings making mistakes, but Christians have to have a fuller understanding, an enlightened mind, a prophetic understanding of reality, get behind what's really going on in the culture. What's underneath it all is the powers of darkness at work. We still live in a fallen world. Parts of this world that we live in are still under the dominion of darkness. And what the devil does, as the writer of Hebrews tells us, he wields a power. He seeks to enslave the human race through the fear of death. There's a lot to that. But it's absolutely true. I talked on Monday, I think, you know, that death is a disordered energy. It's like a shadow that's cast over the human mind and heart. And everybody's moving toward death. Everybody's fighting against it, doing everything we can to distract ourselves from it. And death expresses itself in so many ways, in aging and sickness and disease. And so we fight against it through distraction, through leading ourselves to perpetual entertainment, fighting against every kind of obstacle to staying young. So it's a battle. And then in some ways, our consumerist culture is built on tweaking that, you know, sort of putting a stick in it, reminding us that we're in this battle and that we need solutions to it. We need the right lotion for our aging face. We need the right kind of surgery to make our body work. We need the right kind of exercise machines and pills and the right kind of food and the right kind of relationships and the right kind of car. We need to be in the right neighborhood. You know, we have to have enough toys to prove that our life means something. We have to be super rich if we're going to be happy. And, just keep pursuing it. And that's what's going to get you there. Just one thing after another. Friends, all of that energy, vanity, pride, you know, popularity, all the stuff we seek, those are passions and drives that are rooted in fear. Pride and fear. The fear that Paul's talking about, or the writer of Hebrews is talking about, in that the devil seeks to enslave the human race through the fear of death, to do everything we can to escape it, to distract ourselves from it, to medicate ourselves in the midst of it. There is no answer to it. I mean, now, you know, the technology of our time, the great tech heroes of our time are some people are anticipating that we're approaching another evolution, a post-human existence, you know, half man, half machine, or eventually being replaced by artificial intelligence and all the rest. So, you know, the answer is get off the planet, go to Mars, all these things, but it won't solve the problem ultimately of death. Because even a post-human, part human, part machine, is not human. It's trying to make human beings something they're not. And we go away under that scenario as well. So we're fighting against it. What the saints tell us, what the writers of the letter, these letters, the apostles tell us, they have found the answer. They've seen it. They've touched it. They felt it. And it brought us into freedom, the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. Jesus destroyed that whole power. He's the light that shines into that darkness. We need light to see our way through it. We need a power that'll enable us to make it happen. And so the gospel brings that power to us, and it gives light to the mind. And then Jesus passes his light, his understanding of all things, to us. And then he gives us a power to follow in his footsteps. And he begins the work of saving us and bringing us home to the Father. That births faith, hope, and love in us, as well as other virtues. Eventually we acquire under the discipline of the Lord and under his training as his children. He disciplines us. You know, he teaches us. He forms us. He shapes us. He disciples us to live the life we were made to live. And so the cool thing is we can cooperate. We can cooperate with him. And in cooperating with him, we actually are enabled to be what we're meant to be on this earth. And not settling for silly idols and images and counterfeits and designs that Madison Avenue or Hollywood or somebody creates for us. It's all empty. It's a delusion. It's an illusion, whatever. But what he brings us into is authentic human life, to live as the image of God. He comes to restore us and bring us to freedom. And he does that by breaking the hold of the shadow of death that's cast over our mind and heart. He obliterates it with his light. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness cannot overcome it. And now the horizon of your future is opened. There's no black wall or shadow that's in the distance that you don't want to get near to. He dispels the darkness. He's passed through it. He brought his light into that darkness. And he shows us the way. That's why he's the way, the truth, and the life. Only Jesus can do this. And when he dispels that darkness and we live in it, we begin to see the Father. We see our destiny as God the Father. We see Jesus in glory. And hope is born in us. And we see that we're destined for glory. And the Spirit in us cries out to the Father. And we start to say, you know, God's not just some strange force out there, impersonal, distant, or he's not an angry dictator or something. He's a loving Father. And the Spirit of God speaks to our spirit, and the Spirit teaches us and shows us who God is, shows us God the Father. And as we see the Father, and as we see the Father's love, hope grows in us. And hope produces so many things in us, like joy, confidence, trust, security, identity. It's all tied up there. And Jesus in the Spirit begins to heal our soul. And we live in a community of people who are on the same path. And hopefully the light among us is getting clearer and clearer, a light that shines in a world that's in darkness that needs that light. And what's really special, friends, is we, as the apostles talk so intimately, we are children of God. He gives us power to become children. And that's a beautiful thing. I've been thinking a lot myself, just my own life, and how the Lord is showing me what's most important, you know, where the gold in this world is. And the real gold, the real value, the real impact, the place of fulfillment and meaning, the place of joy, is to be a child of God. Is to become simple, to become humble. Now, I'm not saying I'm those things. I just know that God's leading me there. I can see the way forward. I can't do it without him. And it's funny, as I get older, I get younger. If you know what I mean, to say true wisdom is to become a child, is to become powerless, to become trusting in God and in the Father, and it brings a security like a child has in the presence of a loving mother and a loving father. You know, since I was a child, I was old, you might say. You know, growing up in a family, a wonderful family, I love my mom and dad and my siblings, but, you know, a family that had a lot of brokenness, a lot of pain, a lot of good stuff, a lot of gifts, talents, memories. A lot of wonderful stuff, but in the midst of it too, brokenness. You know, we had alcoholism and addiction in my family with my father who suffered probably suffered PTSD from the Second World War, where he was in the Battle of the Bulge and was at the liberation of Mauthausen concentration camp and things like that. And and his father, my grandpa, was alcoholic. And so Dad, who was a really fine man and a very talented guy, you know, grew up in brokenness. And then by the time he was 21 or 22, he'd seen all those things already and lived through it. And so he had so much pain and fear in him. And even though he was Catholic, went to church on Sunday, he was mostly under the law, you might say. Like, he was trying to constantly prove himself good enough. And he was helping people all the time. But when he drank, you could tell what would come out of him, the things that he would say about himself, the self-loathing and the hatred and the self-hatred for his own weakness and shame was just so clear. And what happens when you grow up in a situation like that is you see things, your innocence gets stolen, taken away, whatever, at an early age, and you grow up in the midst of a lot of confusion, and you get old really fast. And the peace and security that is at the root of understanding you're a child of God gets mixed in with all that pain, all that anger. And it has an impact, and it forms your little imagination, and it forms your spirit, and it leaves an imprint on you. And we then believe a lie that we have to fend for ourselves, or that we're alone in the world, or we have to prove ourselves again and again and again and again. And all that weight that our parents could carry unintentionally gets passed on, dimensions of it gets passed on to us, depending upon one's own sensitivity and who you are and your personality and the rest. It's a mystery how it all happens, but it happens. Mystery in terms of the depth of its impact in different ways and different people. And then we live with it, and it creates in us, it leaves a doorway open for the enemy, because we weren't protected quite the way we should have been. And then we start looking to medicate ourselves at a young age and escape, we struggle and act out and do all kinds of things. And then in my case, and other friends of mine did the same thing, expose ourselves to habit patterns of sin. And then that's like giving the devil a chain to bind us with. And then you really start getting old. And you get gripped by fears and preoccupied by powers and passions that darken the mind. But then Jesus comes to bring healing. And what he does, ironically, it's amazing, is he helps us become children, to let go, to be simple, to not fear, to trust. And it heals our mind, it heals our heart, it heals our soul. That's why Peter's rejoicing in this hope that is ours, that will ultimately be fulfilled when we meet the Father face to face. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.